to this draw conflict, the analogy. Well, thought I'd cover it with you. The other reason I thought of covering it, which really came from Lydia as well, it was her suggestion. She said, you know, a lot of people get brand new people and they don't know quite what to do with them. So this is giving us an opportunity to share with you kind of the step-by-step that we like to go through when a brand new person starts on board with us, so that we make sure they get some proper education on all the different aspects that need to be done. So we've added that in the guts of the outline, so you can use that as part of, if you don't have a checklist, then I suggest you get one. One of the reasons you're not finding any business builders is you don't have a checklist of what you're going to do with them once they sign up. See, it's really important for you to be prepared. If you're prepared, I'm going to suggest to you then the universe will bring you more business builders. So a lot of you who aren't attracting those kind of people today, that's the reason. You're not prepared to accept them or have them come on board with you because you don't know what you're going to do with them. What's their first step, right? So you want to have a checklist on that. And maybe what we'll do is we'll send out our checklist as well. I'll talk to Lydia about putting that together for you. But it's important to have one, so there's a lot of information here. But let me just talk about the article kicked off with talking about building a team. And I thought what was important for us to recognize as Manatech Associates is the idea that when we build a team, everybody's on our team. A lot of times we think of our team as only the people that are out there as major business builders or who we perceive are major business builders in our downline. And I'm going to suggest to you, you're making a grave mistake when you do that. You're leaving people out, and all the people that are involved that come in your organization as associates become part of your team. They may not be the active dynamic business builder team, but they're part of your team. They all serve a different purpose. And I just went through to categorize so what I kind of look at my people. Number one, I have basic consumers in my organization. And you know what? They're critical to my team. Why? Because they're constantly ordering. They order day in and day out and day in and day out, month in, month out, year in, year out. And they become a core base so that no matter what happens, I have my core basic consumers out there that love the Manatech products. They love the information they get. And so they're part of my team, and they bring confidence because every once in a while they'll find somebody that they talk to, and they might drop me an email or call me up and say, Mary Jo, I was just the other day working with this gal, and she's got such and such. I don't know if any of this will make a difference for her, but I said, could I have somebody call you? And that's so they bring confidence to other people. Here's another story that you'll love. I had somebody in my church who started taking the products 2 weeks ago, and she was miserable. She was just having a hard time swallowing the Ambritose. She didn't like taking all the pills, and she was at rope's end, ready to quit. And she never called me to talk to me about it, but she was just really frustrated with all this stuff because she was already on a lot of medication. You know how people say they take so many pills. So she ended up last week going out. Yeah, after her first week, she ended up going out the next two days later. So she'd been on the products about a week. She went out to dinner with another couple from my church who have been on the products for 4 or 5 years. And it just happened. They didn't know that. That wasn't the reason they were going out to dinner by any means. But they were talking, and she brought them up. And these people were just absolutely wonderful. They're not business builders of mine. They're not signing up any people. In fact, they're in the mission field 90% of the time. They just come. They're at our church a couple weeks, and then they'll go back and build homes in Mexico or whatever for a month or two, and then they'll come back and roost, as I call them. In fact, when they show up at church, I call them, "Oh my gosh, new visitors in our church," because we don't get to see much of them. But they were just wonderful because they just confirmed and reinforced for this new person how critical it was for her to stay on these products and be on the products, make a commitment to take them, and what a difference it can make in their lives. So consumers are really important for you. They'll do you a lot of service if you service them. So consumers are part of your team. Referral agents are another group, and those are people that I kind of look at in my organization that never really want to grow a business, but every once in a while they'll call me up and refer somebody to me. And I'll work and support them and put them in underneath them, take the enroller bonus myself because they're not doing the business. They just want to help people from here and there that happen chance to come into their lives. So I call them the referral agents. Then we have a group of people I call kind of mission workers. And there are people out there that I don't really look at them as business builders. They're just on a mission. They just like to help people. And they like to help people 100 different ways, and Manatech happens to be part of that toolbox that they have that they can serve people with. So they don't look at Manatech as a mainstay income earner for them in their lives. They don't look at it as a main purpose of their lives, but it's part of their toolbox and in their mission field work that they do. And so they're sharing, and they might be sharing to a few people a week or a few people a month, but every once in a while they'll pop up and bring new business in. So that's great. And then my next category I put in were part-time builders. These are people I think that get involved in ManaTech that they really are looking for part-time income. Clearly by their activities, they're not interested in full-time income because they would give it more time and energy and put more time and energy into developing themselves. But they really are looking at trying to get their products for free, build teams, and help others build their teams. So I call those team builders or part-time builders. And then finally, what we call the business builders, people that truly are out there trying to build some kind of significant level of income. And that significant level can be, the word significant doesn't mean $20,000 a month. It means whatever you think is significant in your life. It could be people that just want to earn $1,000 or $2,000 a month. Maybe all their goal is to get the executive director, and that would make them very happy. Other people in this category are people that want to be presidential. They truly see a bigger purpose for their life. They want to build foundations. They want to do mission field work. They want to do a lot of things that my heart and passion is all about. Or they want to do other things. It doesn't have to be just what Mary Jo's, committed and convicted about. It could be what they're convicted about. Everybody has their own driving forces and purposes for life, and so neat that they can use this as a vehicle to pursue them. So all these people, some of you in the past looked at your team and you looked at your team as only being what? The category 4 and 5 maybe. I'm suggesting that they're all part of your team. And you need to honor them, each one of them, for what they contribute to your team. That's very important. Just like you honor every member of your family, you're going to honor everyone on your team. And there's some time and attention that you give to all of them. And that's just what I like to call is unconditional love. I just love on them as much as I can, help support them. I do mana mails every month. I do health newsletters for people every 2 weeks. I mean, it's just a fun thing for me to do, to just support people to learn more and be educated and have a greater tie to Mary Jo in some way, shape, or form. Let them know that I care about them. And I may not talk to them every day of my life. I may not talk to them every week, but I care about them because I'm keeping them in the loop of new information and helping them stay educated, and I'll respond to any issues they want to bring my way. So build a team. As a new parent, they talked about, in the article, they talked about kind of like when you get a newborn. When you're a brand new parent, and probably this is very specific to women, but also men, especially today in today's day and age. But when you have a brand new baby that comes in a household, you know how totally freaked out you are. I mean, you have all this newness around you that you have no idea. The only training you have about being a parent is what you got from your parents, which wasn't a lot on how to be a parent. It's just kind of, some people say it's common sense. They said, no, it isn't. It's not common sense at all. What it is it's how you're influenced and how you were raised. You're going to tend to duplicate that entire process because that's all you know. But as a new parent, there's a lot to learn. And it's the same thing for a new associate. I mean, you have a lot to learn. And you have to have ways of learning these things, right? As she put in the article, she said, there's much to learn and you feel a little bit in overwhelm. With ManaTech, I think the same thing happens because there's so much out there. So I kind of broke down, if you're going to teach people, if you're going to do training for brand new people that are built on your team, you want to make sure that they have proper training tools and direction and the way to go. You as a parent want to give that, quote unquote, that new kid in your family, you as a leader want to give your new associates the tools that they need to be the most effective they can be. So when you look at science as a category of learning for ManaTech associates, obviously there's a lot of things, and you could add more, but I just gave you in the outline, I gave you an idea of what I like to get people trained on. Number one, I like them to go to ManaTech.com and get the core basis of who we are, real food technology, a story of discovery, the science behind ManaTech. Those three videos, I think, are very important. In fact, I try to let people know that they should look at them over and over and over again. Then explore ManaTech.com, why nutrition, why supplementation, why ManaTech. That's very important as well. Why nutrition, why supplementation, why ManaTech? Because they need to look at that whole background of, when people say, well, I don't need this because I have what I eat every day, they need to have some kind of response for that. And it's important that they get some of the statistics down, they see some of the information that's disclosed in that, and I think Dr. Boyd, who did it originally, now Nugent is doing it, they have some great information in there for people to grasp onto. Because remember, you're educating It's like a newborn. You're educating. You're giving new education. You're building those foundational blocks. You need to do that with your new associates as well. And then you can have individual. YouTube.com has individual product videos on PhytoBurst, Omega-3s, Bounce Back. It also has Sweet Language of Life, which is a great piece that talks about the compliant one, I'm saying, that talks about, you know, the basic premise behind Amyrtose and, you know, Dr. Willen's great piece that he put together on that. And then Manatech Optimal Health, so they get an idea of, you know, what we're talking about in our core product, core technologies. I also personally like to use Let's Go Natural from a perspective of training, because I think the Let's Go Natural DVD that I did in the past has tremendous amount of information about the four core. I mean, people can learn a lot from that. So that's another preference that I use, as well as the ones listed here in the outline. The next is a couple of websites if they happen to want to get into skincare or Manatech Osoline. They have those sites to go to. They also, so that's all the sites basically that I know of that will produce science information to support people in understanding science and what's behind the products that we have in our product line. Okay, so that's a good laundry list of places to go and how to train people. Technical area, which is how to do the business. That's a second concept that you need to train people on. So you have the science, which can be overwhelming. You have the technical side that can be overwhelming as well. So how do you teach people how to do the business? How do you get them started? Again, put them in the right direction. Get that checklist outlined and ready to go so you can get people to do the things they need to be the best they can be. Technical, how to do the business, what I would suggest is Manatech.com resources. If you go to Manatech.com, click on resources, then on trainings. There's Fast Start Training Series, Website Training, Complan Training, and Why Network Marketing. All of those are great resources to use, so you should use them. They should be part of your, again, checklist training cycle that you're utilizing for these people to be up and running with you. The Fast Start Training Series, of course, encompasses the four circles: contact, invite, presentation, follow-up. So you've got that all outlined in there, which is great to help people really get set off in the right direction on how to do the business. Because, you know, formulate, and they also get into formulating your why and all the things that we think are so important, just to help people know that if they don't know their why, they won't follow their way, right? And they'll never find a way because it won't be important for them, important enough for them to continue. So all of that's in that those trainings, which are great for people to get started. And then finally, the third aspect that the woman wrote in her article about raising people is the idea of the art side, working with people. And that's really your leadership skills. And Manatech has that leadership training that John Maxwell did, you know, the core principles of leadership training. They've got that on the website. So it's something you can send your people to. But there's a lot of other resources out there that you can use. But that's going to be something you pick and choose, how to develop leaders. I love to put people through the Clemmer work because I think they do a tremendous job at teaching people principles of leadership and understanding people and being more open and understanding and learning and all the things that, you know, what did he call sunglasses that we carry, because the reason I appreciate it so much is it made a huge difference in my life. So I continue to promote Clemmer and outside organizations because I don't want to get into, I do enough of my own training and teaching, but I'm not the self-development guru who's going to spend daily time or weekly time with each individual helping them in their growth as a set program, established program, where Clemmer has that in their panoply of different programs they offer. It's so important for me, people. I'll tell you that I grew, you know, all of you are familiar that I was spent a lot of time in Mexico last year growing that Mexico business, and now it's starting to really start to flourish. They're signing up lots of people. It's good to see what they're doing down there. They've debugged a lot of it because anytime you open a country, there's always some, you know, things, light bulbs that weren't turned on properly or electricity not flowing perfectly. All those, you know, there's going to be blips and all of that. But it's fun and exciting to see that most of those are kind of behind us now and they're able to run with the business. But my key leaders down there, a couple down there in Monterrey, one of the first things I did is I looked on the schedule and I found there was a Clemmer Personal Mastery coming up in San Antonio in May. And I called them up and I said, you know what, instead of me spending the money to come visit you, I'd rather put my money behind bringing you here to go to the and sponsoring you for the Clemmer event. So both of them, as a couple, are going to come up to do the Clemmer work in May, which is huge. It's the biggest contribution I can make in their lives in terms of where they are right now and giving them, putting them on the firm ground that's going to allow them to become presidential. So I'm excited about that. But again, you need to always think about what are you doing to pour into people? How are you offering? And it doesn't have to be your skills. It can be that you're getting them in front of the right people with the right trainings and the right skills to train them at the best possible pace that you can. Okay, so in other words, no overwhelm, just be directional. Have an idea of how you want to direct people. Put it in a format where you have a checklist, and don't let overwhelm take over. You're going to be put in positions where people are going to be, you're going to bring people on that are stronger leaders than you are. You want to still have a directional chart. Go with the flow, work with them. This is not a competition. This is about 1 + 1 = 3. So it's all about synergy, working together and the maximizing the results by working together. All these people that you bring on as a new parent, as you bring on new associates in your organization, the number one thing people need is unconditional love. And I believe that's true. Of course, that comes from my Christian beliefs. That's what God was all about. That's what Jesus on earth was all about. It's all about charity or all about love. So we're supposed to emulate that as we walk here. So it's about how do I give these people unconditional love. And one of the main ways to do that is, of course, meet them where they are. In other words, you want to be able to see where they are in life, meet them at the level they are. Don't undercut people. Don't cut them down. Don't make them feel bad. Just meet them where they are and help them envision a future that they truly want. So meet them where they are. Don't have expectations and cause problems because they don't rise up to what you have expected of them. Meet them where they are and help them envision that better life. Who they can be, where they could be, all those kind of things are just ideas that you help put in their head to allow them to see something greater in life. But again, I look at this and I think about everything I'm doing down in Mexico today. It's huge. This is a huge directional for how we work with our Hispanic populations because they have tremendous upsides in Manifest that they didn't have in any other business opportunity before. So now it's about building that picture for them. Okay, there's a book that this author, by the way, her name is Lori Woodward, Raising People was the name of the article. She recommended a book. I haven't read it, but I put it in here for you if you have some idea that this is something you'd like to improve on in your life, How to Have Confidence and Power in Dealing with People by Les Giblin. She wrote about that. She said it teaches the principle of what we call accept, approve, and appreciate. And it's something critical. As Lori said, this is, if you want to be a good leader, if you want to be a good network marketer, you need to really understand this in total. And it gets to the point, very simply, the concept of accept. And a lot of people go into judgment, right? That would be a countering value to acceptance, would be judgmental. So accepting, that's what we just talked about. Meet them where they are in life. Be able to understand them and say, hey, I'm accepting you for who you are. This is who you are. Today, this is who you are. That doesn't mean that's going to be who you are 5 years from now or 10 years, but today, this is who you are. And you accept people for who they are. You approve or point out the positive things to encourage them. So in other words, there's got to be some approval that's going on, some reinforcement that's going on with everybody that you bring on board. It's one of the fun things of having checklists so that you can have reinforcement as each check is, checked off and everybody follows through the process. That's fun to do. But there's one to have some approval for the people. And then the final thing is, the third thing he says in his 1-2-3 approach is appreciate. And you want to appreciate everyone. You want to appreciate everybody that you have in your life. Doesn't matter who small, how small, no matter what relationship it is, no matter where it is in your life, you want to show appreciation for that human being because they're here and the value of that person, what makes you more valuable? Nothing. We're all created the same in the eyes of the Lord. And so he's all in his image. So don't get, pounding on your chest and putting, initials after your name and all of a sudden catapulting you above any other person on this planet. The important thing is that we just appreciate what everybody does. And appreciation is one of those 9 unbreakable laws of network marketing. If you read that book, that's another great one that talks about what are the unbreakable laws. One is appreciation, and it's about the law of appreciation. It's about really honoring people in every way, shape, or form. So no matter what they do or what they don't do, always look for the positive side of it. How can I honor this person and appreciate this person, right? That's what we want to work on. So accept, approve, and appreciate. Those are three core principles that, you know, some of you maybe need to post that on your computer screen or right above your on your desk wall today, because you can call them the three A's, accept, appreciate, approve, and appreciate. And it will make a huge difference in your business. It will make a huge difference in your relationship with people, and that's what's most important, because that is what makes our business, is our relationship with other people. She also made a big point about allow for learning. This, like when we're parenting, and this is huge, people, because this is one of those categories that when I do coaching with families and parents, it inevitably comes up. It's that classic statement that Billy comes home from school when he's 5 or 6 years old and he tells his mom he wants to be president of the United States. And the first thing out of mom's mouth is, oh, Billy, don't aspire to be such greatness. I mean, you know, it's not very likely you'll ever be able to do that, because mom's so worried about Billy getting disappointed when he doesn't get the president of the United States. And it's just crazy, because you're quashing this little kid. Nothing would make me happier than a 5-year-old boy coming home from kindergarten going, I'm going to be president of the United States. I would be exhilarated. I would probably put a plaque on the wall with the word president underneath it with his picture on the wall just to promote it. So it's the opposite end of the spectrum. It's about, I support you in your dreams. Whatever that dream is, no matter how crazy it might be, you know what? You're 5 years old, 6 years old. You'll fine-tune it. But to quash you at this stage of your life could potentially quash you for life. In other words, there could be 100 other things that you would have dreamt of, you would have thought of, you would have wanted in your life, but because I quashed you so early. So how are we doing that? I mean, how do we do that in Manatech? And I think some of the times we do it by, in our learning cycle, in our teaching cycle, we tend to have things our way or hit the highway. And that many times shuts people down. They lose. They want to be creative. They want to go in a direction, and we want to just quash them like a bug. So the idea for us is to allow for the learning. We allow for the growing. We know there might be some growing pains. There are more things that sometimes we could help people with so they don't go down the wrong path. But the growing process is such a huge part of the process. I'll never forget when I first started in Manatech. I mean, I had a lot of growing to do. There are a lot of things to do. There are a lot of work to be done. I didn't understand network marketing. I didn't understand people very well. It was, and I thought I was a tremendous people person, but a lot of growing had to take place, and I didn't need somebody to be quashing me, you know, and telling me, no, don't do this, do that. In fact, I fought back. I had that from my person that was leading me, and I ended up fighting back on that because I could see a lot of open holes in my abilities, and I wanted to pursue that to be the best I could be. So just like it's hard to watch children fall and try things, you as a parent, you want to protect. You have this concept of protecting. Every time a child gets up and goes in a direction, you want to run over there and protect them instead of allowing them to fail so that they learn from their experiences, because you just want everything to be perfect. Because and some people say, well, what drives us as parents to do that? And I say, I don't really think it's a protectionist thing. I think the number one driving factor that I've seen is that parents perceive their children as mere extensions of themselves. And so their whole goal is to make that extension perfect, because it's an extension of them, and it's a reflection of them in society. So the idea is, how do I build this perfect child? It's almost like you're making a loaf of bread. You're going to be in charge of it. You're going to mold it. You're going to manipulate it. You're going to make it be what you want it to be, because it has to be a self-respecting, wonderful human being, so that people in society can, you know, look at you and say, good job, that somehow you raised this perfect replica, right? Like you were perfect to start with. That's the biggest flaw or fantasy. That initial assumption's wrong. But more important to that, this kid doesn't want to be a duplicate of mom or dad. Maybe this kid wants to be a neurosurgeon and you were an electrician. I mean, what is this whole idea that you have to raise this child in the likeness of you? It's incredible how we do that. We, instead of allowing this child to be what it is, which I look at, I say all children are things that God has given you and to give you the opportunity to nurture them, but they all belong to Him. So the idea here is that we have these children, and what we do is we nourish these children, and we allow them to grow and be the best they can be and who they want to be. And the same thing with associates. You want to bring new associates on. You want to what? You want to be critical to them that they make mistakes, because that's how they learn. Now, you wouldn't let them lead them down a wrong path, but don't hover over them every 5 seconds telling what to do, what not to do, what not to do. You're going to make them feel totally incompetent, like they're never going to learn it, and then they'll go off and leave you. So you got to give them some rope to go out there. Give them direction, but give them some rope to go out there and create what they may create. It's hard to watch and make that happen, but it's very critical that you allow that to happen, because you want them to fall in love with the learning process. The other thing that happens if you watch them like a hawk and you direct them all the time is that they're never going to develop any good judgment about what directions to take. And you want them to have terrific judgment, because soon they're going to be leaders of their organization. And the other factor here is that you always want to build independence. It's like in raising a child. You don't want that child to be. Now, I should say that you shouldn't want that child to be dependent, because a lot of parents, especially moms, they have a tendency to, they want that child to clasp and grasp for them every day of their lives for the rest of their lives. They love that dependency feeling. It's a natural inclination that we love to be loved, and we want it back from our kids. And so we try to make them dependent on us, and it's sad, but it happens. It's almost more normal than it's abnormal. But the idea is you have to be so perceptive and aware of it that you go, wait a minute, I want to develop this child into an independent human being. Independent thinker, independent doer, somebody that can create a lot on their own instead of being dependent on me. So same is very true about network marketing. I mean, it's identical here. When we talk about building associates in the field, we want some independence there. Another reason why I didn't want to run back to Mexico as soon as we opened, I want to start building, weaning them from seeing Mary Jo every month, all of the support that we have. We still have weekly phone calls. We do the things. But you know what? They're the leaders. They are stepping into the leadership role. They have the training. They have the background. Now there's time to step up and be the leaders they can be, the best they can be, and let me work on their leadership skills, right? So allow them to learn to take responsibility for the things they do for themselves instead of you taking responsibility. Let them take responsibility. And the only way they can take responsibility for what they create is if they're the ones creating it, not you dictating everything they do every step of the way. Help your team also fall in love with learning. Failing at something doesn't make it a failure. Rather, it enriches them in a learning experience. So the idea is that we don't mind if our people make mistakes, that's what helps them grow. They go to the next level. Sometimes we can reverse their mistakes with Manatech, but it's okay. You know, when somebody said, oh, Mary Jo, I think I made a mistake. I have only 7 associates, and I started my 4th leg. And I go, you know what? No problem. You're going to end up with 4 legs anyway. I said, but it just spreads you out a little thin, and it hurts you with the power bonus in the way the comp plan's drafted right now. But I said, but no problem. I said, don't get all wrought up about it. I love to look at him. I say, how many associates do you think you're going to sign up in the next 12 months? And they go, well, I'm hoping to sign up like 60, 5 a month at least, just me. And I go, great. So does number 4 really kill your whole business if you're going to have, you know, 56 more you're signing up? You got to look at the bigger picture. But let them learn from making mistakes and take responsibility for what they do. Again, we talked about having your team fall in love with learning, because I think of all industries I've been a part of, it's not that I wasn't learning in other ones. You know, my other jobs I had all my life, whether I was lawyering or running my own company or all the things that I was operating as VP of marketing, all the things that I've done in the past, I always wondered why my career kind of jumped around. It would be like every 3 years I just couldn't do it anymore. And Manatech has been different for me. And I think one of the main reasons I tell people this all the time, why did I never get bored with Manatech, is because it was constant growing. I think this is a business that's all about consistent, you know, commitment to growing, becoming a better person, a better you, and in the process creating a better organization and having more impact on lives. That's the process that we go through. So Manatech has always intrigued me and kept me focused on working in this mission field, because it does just continue to grow us. every day, every hour, every week, it's always reading new books. It's always developing new ideas. It's always, it's never ends as a challenge. And that's what makes Manitic so exciting, I think. And I think there are probably companies that maybe aren't aren't indicative of this because they don't have as many changes going on all the time, and some people don't like change, so they keep going, why can't we just have an Amway way and have one way and that's all we ever do? If you look at today, the eclectic approach, what do we have today in terms of ways you can do this business? We have so many different things that people can do. It's eclectic. And you can choose to do what? You can go out there and you can market Give for Real. You could go out and market skincare. You could go out and market ISCA to the karate studios. You could take the ISCA materials and Team Manitic materials and go out and market to any athletic organization. You could just go out there and share the four core. Or you could go out and you could do a total weight loss program and use the Osaline to cause weight loss. Or you could do children's products and just start working in the children's arena and build a program around that. Or you could just decide you want to build your business internationally. Like Luciano, you could say, that's where my business is. I'm just going to grow in internationally. Czech opens up. I'm going to go over to Czech Republic. I'm going to go over to Ireland. I'm going to go over to Finland. You got that action going on all the time. So you have all these different methods and directions you can go. So you want to give people the freedom to make the selection on what best suits them, right? But I put in the outline, too, what causes us to step in and interfere with people? What it really does? And a lot of times we interfere with people as they're making their directional changes and moving on. We step in because we want them to succeed more than they do. In other words, we take ownership of their business, and I think that's where you can go awry. You want to continue always to treat them as independent Manitic associates, honor them for the business they create, support them as best you can, but don't take ownership interest in their business. It's their business. Yes, it impacts you, it's in your organization, but it's their business. So be a great leader. Don't just be a leader, but really put out there and say, I want to achieve the greatest level of leadership with my organization. And that does mean allow the independence to flow with your people and your organization. But you, as a leader, you have to be able to do what? You want to allow them to learn and grow at their own pace. Your role is to provide a safe environment so they can see themselves and decide where they want to be in life. This is very much about children. Does this sound like parenting to you? Absolutely. Help them see who they can become. Build that vision for them. Help them. It's not your vision for them. It's their vision for them. But you help instill a desire and a digging to get that vision for themselves. And then provide them the best tools and guidance that will help them grow. Like I said, you're out there, you have more knowledge than they do, you can support them with tools, support them, like I use the Clemmer workshops, whatever tools that you have your checklist, but free them up to go do their research and go off on their own and make what may happen for themselves. With your support, your coaching, your encouragement, but not with you going after them 1040 because you want them to succeed more than you do. I bet if I asked the people on this call today, how many of you have wanted people in your organization to succeed more than they wanted to? Every one of you would raise your hand about somebody who came on board. You were so excited about them you couldn't stand it, but the problem was that they weren't all excited about it. And your excitement wasn't rubbing off on them because it was like so superficial and upfront and that was the extent of it. You really want to hear from them. Communication needs to come back. And be a great listener in that regard. And the last thing she talked about was celebrate victories. And we kind of talked about this a little bit before in a Monday call, but it's important to understand that you want to teach people as they go along, as people go along. A lot of things happen. You know, you could have little things like getting to regional or getting their first team bonus or all these things. These are all things that you want to make sure that you get build into a level of, hey, that's terrific, the rewards. Gene Prater, who is one of the fastest-growing Canada associates as of March this year, she and her husband say that that's one of the big things they do. They always have honors and acknowledgments. They go into their internet every business period, and we talked about that on this call as well, how to send out confirmations and exciting things. And Lydia's developed a nice little piece that everybody's enjoying getting. It's like a plaque, but it's paper plaque, and she sends it out And it's a certificate of achievement for everybody has GPV growth or number of signups that month. She sends those out every single month. And people love that because they can print them down. They print them off, and they can post them on their business wall. And in fact, one of our top enrollers for 2 years running, every single month, he was laughing at me one time. He says, you know, I could start wallpapering my bathrooms with these certificates, Mary Jo. But he loved them. He never, I mean, he just went on and on and on. He kept enrolling 18, 20 people every single month. It was great. It was just automatic with this guy. So you can do the same thing. It's about celebrating victories with people because they really want to celebrate. And for us, it's like watching children that you first bring on develop into mature adults and confident adults. And that's what we're looking for, is that development process with these new associates so they really can truly go and then spin off and do their own business, build their own business. And you can just be there as a backup support for them. So you want to, again, expand their dreams, expand their picture of what they can be, what they can create. And you want to be there to not only just celebrate every victory, no matter how small, but you also want to be able to be with them as they go through challenges and milestones to encourage, be the encourager, just like a parent, be the encourager to get them through that. Don't take control, be the encourager. Because remember, it's their life and you're building independence and you want them to grow to be the best they can be with your instructions on the side. Okay, people, that's it. I think it was kind of fun. How about you guys? Any insight into maybe how you could be better in terms of managing your downline or working with people? And you see the correlation between our parenting skills and what we do in Manatech. It's kind of an intriguing concept that I thought I'd bring home today.
This is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
Thank you, Mary Jo. This is awesome. This is something I've needed for a long time because I just feel kind of overwhelmed, you know. Now what do I do next? How do I help them next? So this is what I really need. It's really good. Thank you.
Good, 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 good.
Mary Jo, this is Mary.
Hi.
I wanted to say thank you as well for what you shared this morning. It actually was something that I covered with some of my team this morning on our call. Yeah, so that was great timing. However, I do want to ask you this. How soon do you allow a new associate to talk? You know, they get very excited, and they can, some of them can immediately think about, you know, a half a dozen or a dozen people that they want to talk to. How soon do you let them do that?
Well, they really kind of take the bull and run with it sometimes without me, you know, I don't control them, right? I mean, these are independent.
Right.
Sometimes they get so anxious, but my suggestion to them is always this. I said, the first five people, at least the first five people that you share with, I'd like to participate with you in doing that sharing.
Okay.
Because I think you're just going to come. I know your enthusiasm and passion is there, but what's going to happen is they're going to come up with questions and you're going to hit this brick wall and you're going to feel like totally incompetent. And I don't want you to ever feel incompetent. It's just that you haven't learned enough yet. You haven't been exposed enough. So if I'm there with you, it's not only going to help support you, but you're going to be able to hear how to respond to certain objections or information, and it's going to support you to be the best you can be because it'll be part of your growth process. So
exactly.
I build it in as part of it. Does that make sense?
If you build
it in as part of their education. They need to buy into you as bringing value
yes.
to the meetings. If they don't buy into that, then they're not going to bother using you. But you really bring a lot of value to the table because you have been doing this for so long, XYZ, whatever time period
right.
that is. So you want them to recognize the value of experience when you work with people. And the other thing I tell people, too, is I say, you know, if you're so passionate about this, you want to go out and share with everybody. I said, don't you want to create the best results? And they'll go, well, yeah, Mary Jo. I said, so if you could have Mary Jo in your back pocket when you went to each of these meetings, whether the first five people or six people, what do you think the likelihood is getting them started versus if you tried to do it by yourself? I let them build, see that picture.
Okay.
So it helps them really get committed to inviting me along. In some way, shape, or form, either by phone or in person, whatever that looks like. Okay?
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
And some people use 10 as a number, other people, but I think that, you know, I tend to use 5 because I can tell you there haven't been a lot of people that have tapped into me for their first five. Most of them, by the time I've done one or two, they're off to the races and running, and then I'm picking up pieces later, and they might tie me back in a month from now or 2 months from now, or somebody with ISCA, or because they feel I have more experience in different specific areas. But it's rare that I get to five.
I understand.
Yeah.
But you'd like to have the five, because
I'd like to have it.
Because if they do get off to a better start with you, their next five will be a lot better.
Absolutely. You're ensuring a better result for them, because clearly if they can bring Mary Jo to the table, and it's not about touting Mary Jo, it's about after 13 years, clearly I'm in a position where I probably am a better listener, a better storyteller. I have more data. I can answer a majority, if not all, of their questions. And it's just going to come to a better, I mean, when I have a sign-up ratio the way I've been going the last 2 months, I would want to be with anybody who's out there. Okay?
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Very good. Thanks so much.
You bet. Anyone else? Fun bringing along new people. It's really a joy. It's a lot of fun, and you got to, and that's why you want to do it right. You don't want to do it necessarily how somebody brought you along, because maybe they drop some things in the crack. You want to make sure that you're there in full support, so that you can really give that person the best opportunity to have, you know, the most positive results. Because otherwise, they'll be stranded. They'll go out and they'll share with one or two, and then they'll quit because they'll conclude it doesn't work. Well, it's hard when you're brand new to go out and convince somebody to get started on the products, because now it's all they're doing is getting started because of your passion, not because of information or knowledge or, you know, and from an intellectual side, they haven't done a good enough review of the products to make that determination. And that can work, but most of those people are short-termers. They're not people that stick to it unless they really get the full understanding of the quality of the product that they're taking and what it means to them. Yeah. Okay, everybody, great. No more questions. Good call. Good talking to all of you. Let's get out there and pound those streets. We got a lot of people waiting to hear from you. I know they're everywhere. And it's a new day out there, people. I'm telling you, we're having a lot of fun with our reactivation with the GI Pro balance, and it's just fun. We're seeing a lot of people revived, and that's just a choice to me, because I know the time and energy we spent around those people to start with. So we're having fun, so I'm hoping you guys are too, and if you're not, then make it happen. It's all up to you to step into it. It's a choice you need to make. All right, everybody. Love you all. Have a great week, and I'll talk to you next Monday.